Hello, this is Dave Allen, WDALDY, in Dunedin, New Zealand. And what I want to do is demonstrate a program called CQ100. This is a program that you can get if you belong to a specific website, and if you show the people at that website that you are a valid, licensed ham radio licensee with the Federal Communications Commission in the U.S. or the Department of Communications in Canada, or the Radio Spectrum Management people in New Zealand, or whoever your country's authority is. Before I get any further into this, I should mention my email address in case you want to contact me is Dave, DAVE, at blind-sight, SSIGHT, dot com. And the website that the program comes from is at www.qsonet.com. There is a free trial of the program available. So for 90 days you can try out the program and determine whether or not it'll work satisfactory for you. But in order to do that, you must upload an image file of your ham license. There is a simple form to fill out that's very accessible that will get you joined to the system. And if, after the 3-month trial, you want to subscribe, the cost is $32 per year. I have put a shortcut on my desktop for the CQ100 program. So I'm going to open that now and I'm going to press enter and it will automatically log me in. And there we are. The first thing that I have to do is turn on their speaking mode. I will demonstrate what I have done with JAWS frames in a moment. But it's useful to use the self-voicing features that they've built into the program at our request. So I'm going to turn that on now by pressing Control Page Up.
Speaking mode.
And you hear Karen there. Now what we have to do is hit left arrow once.
14.016.
Because that tells us where we are. I could have hit right arrow just as easily, but I choose left. And now I'll hit right arrow once.
14.017.
And I'm on 14.017, which is where I want to be. Now I need to change my mode, and the self-voicing feature of the program will announce that as I do it. I'll press Alt, page up.
Alt, page up.
Mode push to talk, push to listen.
And that's what mode I want. So I'll hit space, and you'll hear the squelch go off.
Space, TRANSMITTING, TRANSMITTING, WDALD my day, WDALD my day.
And that was my JAWS frame saying that I am now transmitting, and it gave my call. I'm now going to use my bug telegraph key to call a station that I have a schedule with right now. Now press back to receive mode.
Space WDALDY, WDALDY, LF.
And it's saying that I'm listening.
WDATJNC, WDATJNC, Clarksburg, WVU.SA, Clarksburg, WVU.SA, blank ad licensed in 1974, blank ad licensed in 1974.
And he's saying, good evening, Dave. I don't know how long I will be able to stay due to a very sore finger, but we will give it a shot. So, how are things there this evening? Back to you. And now I'm going to pause the recording for a bit. Okay, now it's later, and I'm going to demonstrate some other features of the CQ100 program a bit. I'm still sitting on the same frequency that I was on, so we won't change that, but we will do a bit of tuning and perhaps find someone to talk to. So the first thing I'm going to do is control right arrow to find the next signal up the band.
14.04.
Refusing to speak, comma, the Sultan threatened to cut off her head, period, full stop. She then confessed all, comma. So this is a practice session, a station that's set up there. And I can press a hotkey and find out who it is and the information about them. I'll press Control Shift C.
QBD3 of Eden Thunder Bay, end of code practice.
Okay, that's the information. It's their one of their experimental stations in Thunder Bay, Ontario, sending code practice. And
14.05.
Now here's another one. And
14.051.
Now I'll move further up and find the usual calling frequency.
14.052, 14.053, 14.058.
Oh, actually, let's do it this way. I'll look for the next signal. With control radio.
14.175.
We want to be prepared just in case. Over.
My good friend Ken, the United Kingdom is an island surrounded by water, and we get the weather coming in from the Atlantic, from North America, across the Big Pond, and some of these depressions are created deep in the Atlantic, about 3,500 miles out, and then they move slowly. Across to Ireland and the United Kingdom. And they pass over the United Kingdom, working their way eastward towards the continent.
And that's a good demonstration of some of the features of CQ100. The program is distributed by the website www.qsonet.com is the website for Cormac Technologies in Thunder Bay, Ontario. And if you want to contact me, the address is dave@blind-sight. That's blind-sight.com or Skype WD8LDY. 73 to all.